Christian dude and his women. I've never seen females more repulsed by anybody ever in my life than by Christian dude. And I could not blame them. He is a freak and he's disgusting. But he has this deep burning desire for all things female 14 and up. So, early on, about 3 years ago, because he's been coming over way too consistently, sometimes 14 days in a row, every day, until I started at the point I just started leaving. I said, fuck, I'm not going to even be home, I'll just drive around. It's kind of interesting, actually, because I drive around the country anyway. I started telling stories of his friend and his conflict with the wife. The wife wants him. All these women always want him so badly, and you know, it's like my friend, woman, but she wants me. They all want me. But at some point, he decided that she had 18 kids, and actually, I can't remember how many, four or five, six, some ungodly amount of children, and each one, according to him, has a different father. And she's not staying with any of the fathers. Her boyfriend is pimping her out. You know, hooks him up with people like Christian dude. So she goes with Christian dude, and they fuck. She don't want Christian dude. She don't love Christian dude. She wants his sperm because she wants a baby, because that's his DNA baby, and he has to pay. So, and it turns out that every single woman he meets wants him to fuck her so that he'll get her pregnant and she can sue him, take all of his money. Keep in mind, the fuck hasn't worked for over 2 years now. Over 2 years, no work. Yeah. He keeps on giving a story. He's always making these little signs. And one in the back of his car he's so proud of recently, back of his truck, said, no wed. Because, you know, he's not going to wed no women. He's just done with them. He's washing his hands of all them bitches. He hates them almost, you know, now they're a third on his list. He hates Muslims, and then homosexuals, and then women. The wicked ones, evildoers, the bad. All of his problems are caused by these three things. Oddly enough, he don't really talk about abortion. It was like really big on his list. But not anymore. No mortion on the abortion. Doesn't talk about it at all. So now he's celibate for life. He's not going to be fucking no more because the entire female world wants his dick in them, his wrinkled, faded, nicotine-stinking dick in them. When he comes, it smells like fucking Bronson cigarette filth. Here's a good story. I think I forgot the one I was working on because I'm pretty high. Anyway. How about the Christian dude discovers Wi-Fi, his laptop is Wi-Fi. During the time he's begging me for porn, and especially illegal kiddie porn, and I'm refusing, I'm like, why don't you just get that shit off of fucking Wi-Fi? All you gotta do is just fucking go to McDonald's or somewhere and hook up the internet, and you know, you get a faster connection. That way, you're not using my fucking modem, which he's begging me. Oh, can I borrow your modem for the weekend? Take it home for the weekend? Yeah. Obviously, I was not willing to do that. Just imagine how in jail I would be had I allowed that to happen. Another side note. I told the story about him and typing and looking for porn, probably at my place, and slamming his laptop closed if I come within sight of it, screen. And when I told this coworker this story, he told me that he hired a carpet cleaner. Him and his girlfriend decided to go and get something to eat while the carpet cleaner is cleaning the carpet, and they tell him they'll be back shortly, and they're gonna go blah blah blah. So they come in backside with the food, and a bit quicker than the carpet cleaner was expecting, apparently, because they hear him in the computer room tappy tappy tappy, machine gunning on the keys, and they get real suspicious. So they check it out, and they find out he's been looking for gay kiddie porn. call the police, but the police say they can't do anything because he didn't download anything. He tried, but he couldn't find anything. Apparently, it takes a little bit to find such illegal nastiness. That's my... Apparently, I never did go to jail, so apparently I'm... He never found anything in a short time. Definitely, he would have to be pretty quick. So... But I tell him, if you surf for porn, you better get a virus, some kind of virus protection, but he doesn't have a job. Of course, he smokes all the time. Lots of cigarettes, so he could always cramp on his cigs and protect his computer from viruses or not, you know, by not drive around. He says he drives around every evening, all evening, because he hates his gay brother so badly. He hates his gay brother and can't hang out with his gay brother. So when his break, gay brother gets off of work, apparently the only person in the family who works and probably pays all the bills, he has to hit the road. So yeah, he probably could afford some kind of virus protection, but no. So I say, if you do cruise the internet, going to all these different porn sites, what's going to happen is you're going to lose your operating system to a virus, or several viruses, and Trojans, and you name it, it's going to fuck your computer all up. So, as fate would have it, I have two friends in from out of state, Dean Blaze and the infamous Unruh. So I tell Christian dude, next week I'm going to have these friends in from East Coast, and I'll be hanging almost every single evening with these friends, and I will not be home during these times. So if you come out, be expecting me not to be here. It's probably a good idea for you to stay home or not come over to my place, because I won't be there. Just a little forewarned there. But he had discovered something new. Some young whippersnapper he was hanging with showed him how to connect using Wi-Fi, and he was in porno wonderland, getting that porn by the gigs. So he starts hitting every porn site he can find. I wouldn't doubt he also went to some kiddie porn sites, since he's out of control. And a virus hits his computer, and it goes down, and it's down, down. So this is the same week that I am at my friend's house every evening. And if I'm not, I'm somewhere else. I make sure I'm somewhere else. I need a little vacation from being home, because this psycho that I'm kind of afraid to kick out, because he'll probably fucking literally kill me or do something horrible. I'm so sick of it, I just don't want to be home anymore. So, I'm gone for that whole week. Turns out, I get my spies report to me that he came by every single day. Every single day that week. Come by and leave for a while, or come by and hang out in his car, his truck for a long time, and leave again. Finally, he catches me the next week, and I went home. He's angry, angry, angry. Turns out that he got a virus and his operating system went down. He wants me to fix his laptop. He came by every single day last week. Where the fuck was I? I'm such an asshole. Even though I told him and remind him that I told him I wouldn't be home. I tell him I don't know anything about laptops, and I don't. Ask him for the operating system. Well, give me the operating system that it came with. Disk and all. See if I can reinstall it. I might be able to do that. But it turns out it doesn't have an operating system. According to him, when he won, quote-unquote, the computer from his job, it didn't come with a disk. It had the operating system pre-installed, but no backup. And there's no backup inside of it either. I looked on the hard drive itself, and there's no compartment which has the operating system, like some do on a partition. So, allegedly, he got the thing, and he got ripped off by the evil rulers of the job, apparently. He says they took his operating system disk away before they gave him the computer. I didn't think about it till now, but that maybe he stole it, maybe that's how he got it, and that's why he didn't have a operating system. Anyway, whatever happened, he was just freaking the fuck out. I mean, he's just losing his fucking soul. He was tormented. because he had desperately, he had files in there that he had to back up so badly. And I said, we can pay to have it backed up, but of course, anything illegal, he wouldn't be wanting to have them see. Haha. So, he's fucked. But it turns out, he can buy an operating system. He contacts Hewlett Packard or whatever company it was. I think it was an HP. And he tells him, you know, I don't have an operating system, and they come with an operating system disk, and tells him what kind of laptop it is, and they for $10, they sell him an operating system, so he's good now. He's got his OS. And I tell him, you know, well, porn, yeah, I said, yeah, I suggest that, you know, surfing for porn caused a virus to happen, and he should steer clear of that. He says he don't surf for porn, he didn't do that, that's not how he got the virus. And he starts coming over a lot, and he's always freaking the fuck out, because 4 times in 1 week he had to wipe his hard drive because these mysterious viruses from non-porn related websites kept wiping his entire operating systems out. He says he's just going to YouTube sites and all that. And I say, that don't sound very realistic. I think he's going to porn sites. So he finally admits, okay, well, yeah, I was going to porn sites. And I go to porn site and take out my whole operating system, wipe the hard drive, hit the porn sites, lose my whole operating system 4 times, then more times. He's never could stay away. Finally, his computer breaks down. Either the hard drive is fucked or the disk drive is fucked. And probably for the good of the world, huh? So now he's kind of bitter about computers and all technology and all that. All that magical candy to pluck. And he lost his reserve. Once he told me the story of his youth doing a smash and grab, where he got drunk and in the middle of the night, he goes by this music store and his left-handed guitar he wants, some fancy brand, I don't know, Ibanez or Vic Siegenflocken or whatever it was, some awesome guitar. So he finds a brick or a rock or something and smashes the glass in and grabs it as the alarm sounds, and he runs desperately across the street and he grabs 2 guitars, I remember now. Both of me cuts across the park or something like that and goes to a friend's house that's nearby and sells the friend 1 guitar really cheap. You know, both these are like, you know, your multi-hundred or $1,000, $2,000 guitars. And keeps the other one. And they catch him somehow, or his friend turns him in. So his buddy turns him in, betrays him. I think he tries to hawk the guitar and gets caught or something like that, and reveals that it was him that took them, so he goes on probation for guitar theft and has to pay them back. Always lying, he is lying, 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 full of fear. Definitely more frightened than anybody else I know. Just terrified, terrified, terrified of
Barack Obama
and the left wing, and desperately hoping the Tea Party takes over, which looks like they will, so he'll be happy with fascism and uniting church and state and all that. If that happens, that'll be his heyday.